at Principal Park yesterday. It was the big schools, and all the games were close. It was Clinton beating Ankeny in first-round play, 10-8. Des Moines East needed 9 innings to beat Davenport North, 7-6. Johnston beat Linmar, 2-0, while Sioux City East was a winner over Cedar Rapids Xavier by a final of 1-0. Those winners move into the semifinals on Friday. Semifinals get underway today in the two smaller classes. At noon today, the 1A semis get started with Newman Catholic facing Twin Cedars, followed by Van Meter versus Van Buren. Then in 2A semifinals tonight at 6 o'clock, Beckman Catholic will face Roland Story, followed by North Polk and Kemper Catholic. The winners get a chance to play Saturday in the state championship games. Russell Martin drove home Neil Walker with the go-ahead run in the 8th inning, and the Pittsburgh Pirates rallied to beat the St. Louis Cardinals 5-4 Wednesday night. Martin's sharp grounder off of Trevor Rosenthal rolled into left field, giving Walker enough time to score from second. The Pirates' fourth straight win over the Cardinals gave Pittsburgh a 2.5-game lead in the National League Central. St. Louis left 11 runners on base and dropped its 7th consecutive game. The Cardinals were up 2-0, 3-1, and 4-2, but they could never hold on. Tony Watson worked 2 shutout innings in relief. Mark Melanson pitched a perfect 9th for his 5th save. Matt Holliday had 3 hits and drove in 2 runs as the Cardinals' struggling offense put together 13 hits. Elsewhere in the National League, Cincinnati beat San Diego 4-1. San Francisco over Philadelphia 9-2. Atlanta beat Colorado 9-0. Miami over the New York Mets 3-2. And Chicago beat Milwaukee 6-1. In the American League, Alex Gordon hit a 2-out triple in the 7th inning and then scored the go-ahead run for Kansas City on an error by Minnesota as the Royals won their 8th straight game, a 4-3 victory over the Twins last night. The Royals are above 500 at the end of July, for the first time since 2003. At 53-51, they're 2 games over the break-even mark for the first time since May 17th. They remained 7 games behind Detroit in the AL Central race and 4.5 back of second-place Cleveland, who's the current holder of the second wild-card spot. Jeremy Guthrie won his 3rd start in a row. That's his 7th consecutive appearance of at least 6 innings. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Toronto beat Oakland in 10 innings, 5-2. Cleveland also needed 10 to beat the White Sox, 6-5. Houston beat up on Baltimore, 11-0. Boston went 15 innings to outlast Seattle, 5-4, and Texas beat the LA Angels, 2-1. In interleague play, Detroit beat Washington, 11-1. Arizona downing Tampa Bay, 7-0, and the Yankees beat the Dodgers, 3-0. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Salt Lake over Iowa 6-3, while Omaha an 8-0 winner over Tacoma. Well, baseball's non-waiver trading deadline is passed, but the clock is ticking for possible steroid suspensions. Major League Baseball is threatening to kick Alex Rodriguez out of the game for life unless the New York Yankees star agrees not to fight a lengthy suspension for his role in baseball's latest drug scandal. That's according to a person familiar with those discussions. The source added that whether Commissioner Bud Selig would actually issue a lifetime ban was unclear, and baseball officials know a permanent ban could be shortened by arbitrator Frederick Horowitz. Based on past cases, people involved believe Horowitz might cut a lifetime ban to about 200 games. The Yankees expect Rodriguez to be accused of recruiting other athletes for the clinic, attempting to obstruct MLB's investigation, and not being truthful with Major League Baseball in the past. He's the biggest name that's in the middle of baseball's probe of Biogenesis, the out-of-business anti-aging clinic. Among the others who have been mentioned as part of the investigation are Padres All-Star shortstop Everett Cabrera, Tigers All-Star shortstop Johnny Peralta, and Toronto's Melky Cabrera. None of them would say whether baseball plans to suspend them. Well, baseball's trade deadline came and went without the usual flurry of activity yesterday. The Baltimore Orioles and the Arizona Diamondbacks were the only playoff contenders to swing a deal hours before the deadline. The Birds have acquired right-hander Bud Norris from Houston to help bolster a rotation that will be without the injured Jason Hamill for what could be an extended period. The Orioles are sending outfielder L.J. Hose and left-handed prospect Josh Hader to the Astros for Norris, who is 6-9 with a .393 earned run average this season. Hamill is being placed on the 15-day disabled list with a flexor mass strain in his right forearm. The Diamondbacks have sent struggling right-hander Ian Kennedy to the San Diego Padres for left-handed reliever Joe Thatcher, a minor leaguer and a draft pick. Kennedy is winless over the last 2 months and 3-8 with a .523 earned run average in 21 starts this season, just 2 years after he went to 11-4. Thatcher is 3-1 with a .210 ERA in 50 games this season. The Astros also pulled off a deal with Kansas City, sending outfielder Justin Maxwell to the Royals for minor league pitcher Kyle Smith. Maxwell is hitting just .241 with 2 homers and 8 RBIs in 40 games this season, but that includes a .302 average against left-handed pitchers. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals have placed catcher Yadier Molina and outfielder Shane Robinson on the 15-day disabled list. They recalled outfielder Adrian Chambers and utility player Brock Peterson from AAA Memphis. Molina has been dealing with right knee sprain for more than a month. He left a 6-0 loss to the Pirates Tuesday night after the third inning and flew to St. Louis on Wednesday for further examination. Molina is third in the National League with a .330 batting average. The All-Star said late Tuesday that he tried to play through the pain, but he believes that rest is a better option. That injury comes at a difficult time for the Cardinals, who have now lost a season-high 7 straight and are 2.5 games back of Pittsburgh in the National League Central. In other Major League news, reliever Brian Wilson has signed his one-year contract with the Dodgers. He'll join the team following a minor league rehab assignment. Wilson hasn't pitched in the majors since April 12th of 2012, the same month he underwent Tommy John surgery on his right elbow. Tampa Bay has placed All-Star pitcher Matt Moore on the 15-day disabled list with a sore left elbow 3 days after he left his last start after 5 innings. The 24-year-old left-hander is tied for second in the American League with 14 wins and an .824 winning percentage. He's third in opposing batting average at .212. Giovanni Gallardo's strained left hamstring has landed the Milwaukee Brewers pitcher on the 15-day disabled list. The injury forced Gallardo to leave the Brewers' 6-5 victory over the Cubs Tuesday in the 5th inning. Detroit slugger Miguel Cabrera sat out Wednesday's rout of Washington after aggravating his strained lower abdomen on Tuesday. That injury is related to the hip problem that caused him to miss 4 games last week. Well, in women's golf news, Inbee Park began her pursuit of an unprecedented 4th straight major with a 3-under par 69 on Thursday in the Women's British Open. For 10 holes, it looked as though Park would be tough to beat. After a ragged back 9, she was happy to break 70. Park made 5 putts from 15 feet or longer in an amazing display with her putter. She made 6 birdies in 10 holes to get her name atop the leaderboard at St. Andrews, but the 25-year-old South Korean began missing fairways, and she took double bogey from a pot bunker in front of the 16th green. Stacey Lewis, meantime, who's hopeful of being a spoiler this week, had 5 birdies on her back 9, and she was the clubhouse leader. She was in at 5-under par 67 with her first round. In football news, saying he was ashamed and disgusted with himself, Eagles wide receiver Riley Cooper apologized repeatedly for making a racial slur at a Kenny Chesney concert that was caught on video and led him to getting fined. The video of Cooper using the N-word surfaced Wednesday on the Internet. Cooper called it the lowest of lows and said he had no excuse for directing the slur at a black security guard. Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Blaine Gabbert is back at practice 2 days after spraining his right ankle. Gabbert had the ankle heavily taped for the team's first practice in full pads. He didn't fully participate in the workouts, taking limited snaps. He is expected to return fully to practice today. Well, the NFL Pro Bowl rosters for next year will be selected in a draft by team captains, with Deion Sanders and Jerry Rice assisting as alumni captains. The NFL will abandon its old AFC versus NFC format that's been in place since 1971. The league says that fan voting will determine the players in the draft pool. The game will be played January 26th at Aloha Stadium in Honolulu. And Russian Sports Minister Vitaly Mutko says a new law cracking down on gay rights activism will be enforced during the 2014 Olympics in Sochi. Mutko's statement today follows assurances from the International Olympic Committee that neither athletes nor visitors to the Games will be subject to discrimination under the law. In an interview with the Russian state news agency, the minister said, quote, an athlete of non-traditional sexual orientation isn't banned from coming to Sochi. But if he goes out into the streets and starts to propagandize, then of course he will be held accountable. The contentious law, which imposes hefty fines on those providing information about the gay community to minors or holding gay pride rallies, was signed by President Vladimir Putin last month. That's Check Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.